Well, I was 10 years later.
Right.
1981. I was back in London. I'd been working in South of France on some music, and I came back to London for a break, and I met Chris. He played me the track. The track, honestly, was the most amazing sounding track with samples and things like that. It was very, very hip in 1981. But the verses were okay. The chorus was a hit. You know, you listen to it, you go, Chris, the chorus is such a hit record. But the verses are kind of He said, well, would you like to sing on it? I said, well, I don't know. Because if I sing on it, of course, it'll sound like yes. And he said, yeah, that's what we want.
Right.
I said, okay. So I went in and I did a more staccato lyric, like da da da, da 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 da. Whereas before it was like da 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 da. It had to be staccato because the chord structure was very, very amplified, you see. So it worked and everybody loved it and made a video. It went on YouTube, watched the MTV.
Right.
And all of a sudden we were rock stars. And I was very lucky because we went on tour. And just before we went on tour, I went to see Spinal Tap.
Okay.
Ever seen Spinal Tap?
Yeah, well, it's hilarious.
Yeah, that's what the tour is like. So I didn't take myself seriously like a rock star. Everybody else did. I didn't do it. I just had the best, funniest time in my life for 5 years.
Uh-huh.